how you love it.
That's how you love it.
Wherever you are, you can kneel down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by this program today. We have an exciting topic today that we will be bringing on today, and we give God praise, we give him glory. And before we start our program today, I'll just have a few moments of prayer. Lord Jesus, we come this day to say thank you. We ask you, Lord, let the glory of the Lord arise in each and every one of us that will touch this line today. Heavenly Father, I ask you to let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 60, verse 2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us, the Heavenly Father. We thank you today. We thank you for what's going to go forth today on this program. We thank you for every guest that have already tuned into the program. I say thank you. I give God glory and I give him praise this morning because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. So without any further ado, we will start our program today. And I started this morning with at the altar because we need to go to the altar each and every day, all during the day, just to say thank you to God, to give him glory and to give him praise. So today, our topic is called fire. F-I-R-E, fire. You know what happened when fire occurred. And one of our main chapters and verses will be coming from is Luke, the 12th chapter and the 49th verse. And it said, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? My, 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 my. You know, and as I read that, I thought about fire is an image associated with God's judgment. And in Jeremiah, the 5th chapter and the 14th verse, I went over there and it said, therefore, thus said the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, and behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. You know, Jesus come and brings judgment on those who refuse to accept him and divide the believers from the faithless. Though Jesus was ready for the judgment of human mankind, other things had to happen first. Excuse me, about to sneeze. Excuse me. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, although fire in the scripture often portray chastisement and judgment, fire is also a blessing from God. It is somewhat mysterious and hard to understand, but we know what it takes to get it started and to keep it going. My, my, my. Say, for instance, example, in the church, when the fire is gone, when the Holy Ghost come, and that fire is on the inside of you, you cannot just quench it. You got to let that fire go. And it's the same way in your life when you're walking up and down the dangerous and the busy highway, when that fire starts, sometimes you may be in your car, going somewhere, and all of a sudden, that fire starts just seeping through. You just start thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Or you hear a sermon on the radio, or you hear a voice mention where it come up and gurgitate in your mind. That fire, you just go to, sometimes you just got to pull off on the side of the road and just start giving God praise. Because, you know, it's being kindled on the inside of you. You know, one piece of wood cannot just start burning by itself, nor can it stay burning. You know, is removed from the fire. You know, in the fellowship of believers, we cannot be individuality and survive spiritually. We must have that interaction with others of like faith. I mean, you have to, when it's other saints of God get together on one accord and start talking about the word of God, what God is doing, reading those scriptures and praying, that fire just start coming out from everywhere. You know, we must interact with others of like faith. We must stay close to those who have admonished us and stirred us on to a deeper relationship with our Lord. You know, I'm just giving you some example this morning because I know you that's listening in by way of internet, by way of computer this morning, or either by your phone. If you decide you want to talk, just hit one on your keypad and I will bring you in because God had you to come on this morning because the fire is already shut up in you that you need to release it this morning and just be free to come on anytime, and we'll bring you on. Just hit one on your keypad. It may be something you want to tell the world about that fire that's burning on the inside of you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we must stay close to those who can admonish us and stir us up to deeper relationship with the Lord. Sometimes, even in your different churches, you sitting there and the Holy Ghost, and sometimes the Holy Ghost come through that fire is so that it'll light up everybody on that pew. And sometimes it may just be you. And sometimes you're saying, well, why do they feel what I'm feeling on each side of me? And sometimes you say, Lord, let the fire, just let them catch on fire. Let them catch on fire. Let it burn with the Holy Ghost. Let them just catch on fire. You know, together we can bring light and heat to a cold, a dark world. Alone, we can grow as cold as the world around us. You know, you sit down and you see people saying, now, why can't they feel this, what I'm feeling? You know, some people come into the sanctuary cold and dead, and they leave out the same way they come in. But when you come in with the praise on your lips, when you come in with that fire that's burning on the inside of you, you can't help but just let it come on out. Because, you know, you don't want to walk into a cold, into a dead church and leave the same way. You want to be able to let others know what God has done for you. You know, fire creates heat. I know you know that. So that means if the fire is burning on the inside of you, you can't hold that thing. You got to let that thing come on out. You got to regurgitate that thing on up. You got to say, oh, wait a minute. God is present within me, which could be likened to love among the brotherhood. Love is the greatest fruit of the Spirit. My. Woo! A fire like heat is dead. You know, if you ain't got no fire, that's letting you know through the word of God, you are dead. You just walking around with nothing on the inside of you. You are cold. But a growing fire gets hotter and higher. The more you go to talking about the word of God, the more you go to reading this word of God for yourself, it's going to just get in on the inside of you to let you know that you need to be where you need to be. You need to come up out of where you are. And love and forgiveness work as important witnesses. That means you may need to forgive someone for that fire to start burning on the inside. You need to start loving more. When you think about that, wait a minute, I'm falling short somewhere. I need to get myself together. You know, love and forgiveness work as an important witness in our life. They draw people from a cold world as heat from a fire draws us from the cold. You know, the world cannot offer the want of divine love. And as I was going through the scriptures, reading that and listening to the word of God, we have where it's a lake of fire and brimstone, meaning a lack of divine purification. Forgive me, get my words tied up this morning. Consider the lake of fire called the second death. He who overcomes shall not be hurt or injured. Being injured by something is a far cry from being infinitely tormented. Do you want to be tormented the rest of your life in the lake of fire? Because, you know, the word say, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection, or over the second death has no power. But there shall be priests and shall range with him 1,000 years. You find that Revelation 26? I believe that those having part in this resurrection already died the second death when they died to sin on earth. You find that in Romans 6. So today we are talking about the fire. You have the refinery fire. And when you think about that, your faith is tested by fire. My. Ooh, glory, glory to his name today. You know, when you think about fire, you think about love and forgiveness. It draws people from a cold world as heat from a fire draws us from the cold. And you need fire to keep you warm in the wintertime. You need fire. I'm just breaking down some examples. When you cook. But also fire needs oxygen in order to burn. If we shut off air, all the air to the stove, the fire will die. When you turn off your stove, the fire go out. When you turn off your heater, the heat and that fire, it goes out. And where that leave you? You start getting cold again. So you need that heat, that Holy Ghost fire to keep you going. And as I was reading the word of God, in Hebrew 1, it talked about ministering a flame. In Matthew 3:11, it's telling you about within the Holy Ghost and with fire. Well, we're going to turn over to some of these chapters and read what thus saith the Lord. In Matthew's, the third chapter, it says in verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's telling you, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're going to have, it's going to come with evidence, with the fire. My. And as I went over, we're going to talk strictly from the word of God this morning. And it's all these scriptures are in your Bible, if you have not tore your pages out. I'm going to turn over to Acts chapter 2 and verse 3. And it says, and suddenly, Acts chapter 2, verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it set upon each of them. That means when you receive the Holy Ghost with the utterance of tongues, it was like a fire where you could not contain yourself. You couldn't even keep your mouth closed. It's just, it was just burning on the inside of you. It was, I mean, it just took control of you. My. And as you go all the way through scriptures, it's telling you even in John 12:48, by being revealed, the revealing by fire. You will find throughout the scriptures where it's telling you about fire. In Ezekiel 1:27-28, it tells you about fire from loins upward. This scripture ties the fire and the glory. Hallelujah. John 8:12, it tells you about the light of light. My. When you just search the scriptures on fire, it tells you so much about fire in the Word of God that you can't help but read the scriptures and get an understanding. Because, you know, when you think about the lake of fire, that is a continuous fire, that continuous burning and everlasting torture chamber. I don't fear none of you as Christians want to go to the lake of fire. Because when you hit there, that's a continuous heat. That's different than the Holy Ghost heat, the lake of fire and brimstone, meaning a divine purification that you're going to be tormented. My. Ooh, when I just think about getting hot up here, when the heat arrives just from the heat, and you say, ooh, I can't take this heat. I need to get somewhere where it's cool. Just think about that lake of fire, how it's going to be burning continuously, continuously, and continuously. You won't get no rest, no peace in that continuous lake of fire. And when we think about how people start fires, and you say, oh, my God, that family lost their life in that fire. I'm just using different examples this morning to tell you how great that fire can be, but also tell you how great that fire from the Holy Ghost on the inside of you can be. Nobody can put that fire out but God. And you today want to have that fire. It's talked about in scriptures, even on judgment, on the chastisement. It tell you about the fellowship of believers, about surviving spiritually. And that's what we need to do today, being survived spiritually. We don't want to be in the lake of fire. We want to have that light and that heat. We want to be able to stay warm. We want to keep that. When you go to your sanctuary, you need to be prayed up already. You need to be then gotten connected already with God. So when you get there, you may need to light up the whole pew where you sitting at. And if that pew don't have that fire on the inside, that means you need to get up and move around. You need to get up and be where the Holy Ghost is moving. Because we don't want the Lord to come in and not in the body of Christ and you still be left. Because it's many of them going to be left along the wayside that don't have that fire on the inside. Don't worry about if people talk about you. Don't worry about, you know, if they criticize you. You have, long as you have that connection with God. God understands you when men don't. See, you can go to God and repent of every sin you have committed. You can go to him and ask him for forgiveness. When your friends and your co-workers and your family members don't understand you, God is there to give you the blessing. He the one to open the spiritual doors for you. My, when you just think about how God saved you, how he's providing for you, how he's keeping you intact, how you can go to him and ask him for forgiveness of every sin that you have committed. The enemy's right there trying to lure you over on his side. You don't want to leave God's side. You don't want to be caught in the lake of fire. My. And when we talk about love and forgiveness, you know, when you love, you can have that clean heart. When you love, people will see that on you. It will exemplify. When you have forgiveness in your heart, you can walk with your head up high. But when you have unforgiveness, that brings you right back to sin. That brings you right back to that fire that's burning for eternity. And you don't want that to continue on burning in you. He has given us his Son that we may live. It is only through his grace, only through his grace and mercy, that we can live for him. Let us thank God for the life-giving oxygen that you have today in your body, for his love that he has given to each and every one of us. For without it, we would die. Be a fire today, burning brightly and warmly and shedding light in a dark, cold world, as God has commanded us to do. That means wherever you may go today, shed light upon whatever situation that you find yourself in where it's a dark place. You may go out and minister today. Shed that light of God in a dark place, in a cold place. You may be sitting in your sanctuaries today that someone needed to light. They came in beaten down, abused, misused, and they need the light to shine in their life. Show them the way today how to have that fire that you have. Bring them a word of God. Give them comfort today in a dark place. Let that fire burn in you where others may see she's on fire, he's on fire for the Lord. When you think about it, you need that oxygen in order to burn. If we would shed it off today, no air would get to us. It wouldn't get to the stove. It would die out. That's likewise with that Holy Ghost fire that's within you today. If you don't ignite that fire, how do you expect it to burn? Pick up your Bibles today. Read the Word of God and what it's saying to you today. Give it all you got. Bring someone else along with you. If you see your sister and brother dying along the way, shed that light today in their life. Let them know what they must do to have that fire on the inside of them. You don't want your family members lost. Keep them before the Lord. Let them know, because they are walking in darkness. Bring them to the light. Let them know that God loved them, that God cares about them, that they can be filled with the Holy Ghost just like you, with the fire burning on the end. Let them know without a shadow of a doubt that they can have that fire too, that you have that kindling on the inside of you. It's nothing more precious than having that fire kindling on the inside of you, that when you walk out your door, the glory of the Lord will be just all over you. It will be glowing that light. And as you walking up and down the street in your cars, people are going to be drawn to you. They're going to say, it's something about him. It's something about her. She just have the glow. And when she speaks, that fire just illuminate her. That's on the inside of her. That's gurgitating up from the inside to the outside of her. My. And you know, once you get it started, it's hard to let it go. I know for a fact, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, You cannot just quench it. You cannot shut it down till it's ready to shut down. So today, I want each and every one of you to just let that fire be kindled on the inside of you. Let everything that you have, just give God the praise. Give God the honor today. Because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. The word for today is love. Let that love just shine all over you, all in you. Let that love just burst through. Even when you call to minister to somebody, just tell them, is the fire in you today? And they're going to say, fire, what you talking about? Is that Holy Ghost fire burning on the inside of you today? Just let it catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. I know you've heard that song. If my soul just could catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. Let that fire burn on the inside of you. I have one call in particular from area code 510. I think that is California. If you would like to come on and say something, I can bring you on. Because I know the fire is just burning on you right now. I know that you, on the other end of this phone today, just praising God, just giving him the glory. Because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to thank everyone that came to the line today, those that wanted to stay on mute. I hope it was something that was said today, scriptures that were read to you today, that you can go into your prayer time and your prayer closet and read them. It's something that may be revealed to you about the fire that I didn't even say today, but something that will restore you, that will put you back on track today, something that will bring you along your Christian journey. And in Luke 3:16, I think I'll turn over and read that coming up to the end of our program. And I know this wasn't a shout message today, but this was a message about fire to bring you aware on one day. If you don't get it together up here, you're going to find yourself in the lake of fire. And we don't want that. We want everyone saved. We know everyone will not be saved. But we're going to keep preaching this gospel, keep teaching this gospel, keep telling everybody about Jesus. And in Luke 3:16, the word of God says, John answered saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water. But one mighty that I consider the latching of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That means it letting us know in the word of God, we need the Holy Ghost and with fire. My. It's letting you know we need it. And in verse 17, it says, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the weak into his garden. But the chaff he will burn with fire, unquenchable. That letting you know right then, that fire is unquenchable. My. Glory, Jesus, to your name. I'm going to see if I can bring a song on for us today and see if it will play for us. It may and it may not, but we want to give God praise this morning for what our ears have heard this morning on fire from Luke and telling you about rekindle on Luke 12:49. We hope that you got something from this broadcast today talking about the fire. And as you check your Bible, you will find more on fire. it would tell you more in the scriptures and what blessings you'll find and what chastisement and judgment is also in this on fire. So today, I want to leave with you love, peace, and forgiveness today. Remember, wherever you go today, show love to someone. Give someone a hug today. Let them know that you love them and that you forgive them. It may be someone you need to forgive today. You want that fire, that light, and that glory to shine in your life today. So until next week with another exciting topic, today we want to just talk about fire. Because when you think about the light of life and fire, how the body will be burned, how you want to go to heaven to be with God and not to the lake of fire. So today, I love each and every one of you all. I want to say have a blessed day. And I give God praise. I give him glory because he's truly, truly worthy to be praised. And until next week, you all have a wonderful and a prosperous day in the Lord. Bye-bye.